relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Thank you very much.
What's your quarter of the month?
Cash.
Absolutely one of the best sound bites from President Trump, straight out of a movie. How are you going to secure your bail?
Cash.
Yeah, because, you know, it's only $170 million. That's my former boss, President Trump. Welcome, dear friends. It is time for one-on-one with your absolute favorites, warriors we miss from the swamp. We need them back desperately to slay the dragons of the deep state. Victoria Tansing and Joe DeGeneva, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with
you,
Sam.
So good to see you.
All right, so I have such a long list of questions, but I don't know. I mean, as I've mentioned before, I studied a bit of international law at postgrad, but you are the experts, former U.S. attorney, former counsel to Barry Goldwater, intelligence specialist on the Senate, more credentials than we have time to discuss. Can you explain to me, let's start with the basics of this case. With regards to the fraud where no one was defrauded, could you walk us through the first instance of what they did to President Trump with regards to banning him from doing business in New York, fining him $500 million? Can you describe the kind of court procedure that led us to that point? Because I understand there was no jury. It was a very peculiar kind of just ruling by the judge. What kind of law was this, Joe? What was the procedure? How should we understand this?
Well, this was not a classic civil fraud trial where you had a jury. This was a law under a rare consumer protection law that was passed many, many years ago to protect against consumer scams. It's never been used in the context of ongoing businesses like the Trump Organization, but they were trying to figure out a way to, quote, get Trump. And Letitia James thought up this brilliant strategy and used it to file a civil complaint, which doesn't have a jury trial. And the judge in the case did not allow the defendant, the Trump and the Trump Organization, to present evidence. He decided everything just on the pleadings. And that is how they got into the mess. Once he ruled that they were liable, the rest of the time was spent just determining what the damages were going to be. And that is the part of the proceeding where he made his famous conclusion that Mar-a-Lago was worth only $18.5 million. By the way, that's the cost of one of the bathrooms at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. You can't even buy half a tennis court. Victoria, you have free reign, but can you just tell me how common is this practice in a civil instance whereby a judge just declares, you know, a fiat decision based on pleadings, not an actual court process?
Well, that's not the half of it, Seb, as Joe just explained. The other is that, you know what the penalty is? Whatever the court decides is appropriate. There's no cap. I mean, usually, even in a criminal case, it's like $5,000 fine or $500,000 fine, whatever. There's no cap. And you can't, if you read his opinion, you just cannot determine how he decided the amount of $500 million.
This is a statute aimed at consumer fraud. There were no consumers here.
I wanted to jump on this, and you're reading my mind. If it's about bank loans, the consumer is Donald Trump, right?
That's correct.
He could be a defendant, but it's not the banks because they're not the consumer. And the banks have said on record they were so delighted with this client who paid back on time, often early, that they wanted to have more of his custom. If they want more of his custom, Joe, then Donald Trump is the consumer.
There's no question about it. The judge in this case, Judge Engoron, has stood this statute on its head. He has abused the statute. The attorney general abused it by using it, knowing of its misapplication, and they handpicked the judge in the case who rode roughshod over the rights of Trump and the Trump organization and the Trump family. So you're absolutely right. The real consumer in this instance is Donald Trump, and he didn't defraud anybody. As you said, the banks and the insurance companies testified that they were completely satisfied with the relationship with Trump and the Trump organization.
I think the judge should go back to playing the drums and teaching piano lessons, which he did for about 5 years after.
Yeah, we got a clip of the judge that we want to play later. But let's talk about this amount, because God bless her, Alina Haber, complete warrior, celebrating the victory of the diminution of the fine. But then she made the point that we shouldn't really be celebrating, because going from $500 million to $140 million is still insanity, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's actually $175 million, too much. And if the New York appellate court had done the right thing, they would have reduced it to nothing.
Joe, can you put this into perspective? $170 million to be allowed to appeal? I'm going to ask just two naive questions. How do we have in the American system judges just making declarative decisions without I know it's not a criminal case, it's a civil case, but it seems as if they're just like godlike powers. And then how do we end up with an idea that somebody's banned from business and has to pay $170 million to be allowed to appeal? How does that happen in America?
Well, we have that in this case because the attorney general and the judge have purposely misapplied the law in this case to get a result, which is to hurt Trump. This case should have been in another courtroom. It should have been in the civil trial area, where there would have been a right to a jury trial. There would have been all sorts of procedural safeguards. This statute is completely open-ended. It was never intended to be used in business disputes like this.
Right.
And this isn't even a business dispute. The business partners of the Trumps are completely in accord that they never filed any lawsuits against Trump. This is the state putting itself in the place of the insurance companies and the banks and saying, we, the state, are offended and we demand these monies because we lost these tax monies because of your valuations. That's unheard of. And again, what's happening in New York is an abomination for those of us who practice law and do cases in courts all over the country. No court in the country, except maybe Fulton County, would want to see a case like this presented to the public. This is an embarrassment to the judges and the lawyers in New York. And the other part of this that's so offensive is that Letitia James, who campaigned for Attorney General on getting Trump, which is an absolutely unethical way to campaign for public office, then she targeted him when she got elected, and then she filed this unfounded lawsuit. Not a single bar complaint filed against her by any judge, by any lawyer in New York. I would say that the bench in Barr in New York have now reached such a low that, again, as we advise all of our clients, get your businesses out of New York, don't invest there anymore, and don't visit there.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let me ask you another naive question, Victoria. As somebody who's an immigrant, who's a naturalized citizen, I just find it weird that attorneys general, even some judges, are politically elected or they go through an election process. How can you be the chief law enforcement officer for a state who campaigned on putting an innocent man in prison. How does that not automatically disbar you from actually becoming the chief and law enforcement officer?
Well, it should. I don't have a problem with some with attorney generals being elected, and you could run on a slate in the various states. But there are two separate issues: being elected and targeting a person. Now, the New York bar, as Joe just said, nothing about Letitia James and targeting. But Rudy Giuliani, he got targeted by the bar in New York for what he argued in court. And the D.C. bar now is trying to disbar Jeff Clark for a letter he wrote but never sent. So look out, Republicans. You're not in good stead with the bars of this country.
Well, Kevin O'Leary made it clear, the billionaire from Canada who's made a lot of money in America, he said, if you're a businessman in New York, skedaddle, get out of there, because you say one wrong word and they'll try to do to you what they did to President Trump. They are battling the deep state every single day. God bless Victoria Tunsig and Joy DeGeneva. Please support them on their Give, Send, Go. That's givesendgo.com/DeGeneva Tunsig. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the show, don't forget that you can listen to all of our deep dive interviews with the very best, like Joe and Victoria, the real newsmakers, the true experts, by subscribing on whichever podcast platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. And if you want to stand by President Trump, if you want prosperity and safety and security back, fly the flag that says it all. I stand with 45 Trump 2024, and check out the latest item on our website. I think it's the most important thing we've ever made. It's just a t-shirt with a photograph of a beautiful girl who's no longer with us, and it says, Lake and Riley, say her name. All that and so much more, including all of my books at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SEBGORKA, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do. A controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms. A literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. You heard the shocking interview just yesterday here on America First with that young woman, Elizabeth Gillette, who was prescribed a chemical abortion pill by her doctor and took it and almost died. Woke up on the floor of her bathroom with the body of her child on the floor with her. These drugs are dangerous, and Biden's FDA is allowing them to be mailed across America. There's one organization that's fighting this insanity. They've been doing that for 30 years, fighting for our rights all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's the Alliance Defending Freedom. Whether it's Elizabeth, whether it's Jack the Cake Baker, they're fighting for your rights. First Amendment, the right to life, freedom of religion. Please support this amazing organization. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with ADF banner, or make your gift directly. It is tax deductible to 855-374-4767. Next time, it could be you. They don't charge their clients a penny, but they need your support. Please call up and be generous. 855-374-4767, or just go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com, and the Stand with ADF banner at the very top. Okay, let's continue the dissection of quote-unquote law and order in America. I'm just going to allow you free rein. Your reaction to Judge McAfee's decision out of Georgia that Fannie Willis, who clearly committed perjury on the stand with regards to when she started her affair with the person who became her chief prosecutor, who was literally an ambulance chaser who had no background in felony prosecutions before she made him, at the cost of $700,000 of taxpayer funding, the chief Trump investigator. The judge's decision that, oh, don't worry about it. If you stop having sex with him and he's not your boyfriend anymore, then you'll be okay. I'm not sure if Judge McAfee is going to sit in Fannie Willis's bedroom and make sure that Nathan Wade isn't there in her bedroom. But your reaction to the judge's decision, who I think is facing, as we just mentioned earlier, a re-election in a few weeks' time. Could that have something to do with it?
Well, I think the way I described his decision was cognitive dissonance, because he apparently thought that no one else in America was watching the hearing that he was conducting, when in fact tens of millions of Americans were watching the proceedings every day and reached their own conclusions about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade and Mr. Bradley and everybody else. And the United States concluded that Fannie Willis and Wade and Bradley lied. They all lied, but the judge didn't conclude that. He basically was very fearful, because he's up, as you just said, for election in about 4 months. He basically gave her a pass because he didn't want to offend the black community.
Right.
And he said, if Wade resigns, you can stay. Or if you resign, he can stay. Now, that simply means he allowed one liar to stay. You can't do that in a case like this. They both should have been disqualified, and it should have been assigned to another district attorney's office.
Victoria, let me just again, the newborn, ask the very obvious question. A judge is running for re-election who is sitting over a case involving his former superior, Fannie Willis, to whose campaign he donated hundreds of dollars. How on God's green earth is he allowed to be a judge over that woman?
Well, he should have been recused, or he should have recused himself. It's usually up to the judge to decide recusal. So it's a real problem the way the system is in Fulton County. It's a place where Joe and I say, don't go to Atlanta, Georgia, when you're not going to New York. It's the same two places. It's very frightening. The system is screwed up. Look at it. I mean, look how bad the lawyers are. The very fact that judge can say, well, either one of you is disqualifiable, but only one of you gets to be disqualified, shows he has no logic. I mean, there's no thinking process.
I mean, he basically went over all the testimony and concluded that they had lied. And then he says, well, there are other forums for this type of potentially perjurious testimony to be taken care of. There's the investigation by the Senate. There's this new commission that's been set up. There's the county. There's the attorney general. The problem is, he was the one holding the hearing. His job was to determine who was telling the truth, and he passed the buck. And that was a political decision he made because of his reelection.
And there's one more legal issue, Sal. When you have a civil case like that, the plaintiff has the burden of going forward, which is what Trump's attorneys did. And they had the burden of going forward and saying, look, they had the affair, they got the money, and they all traveled and so forth. And then it was up to Fannie Willis to prove that she paid for half of it. She didn't get over $100. And here's how she proved it. I paid it in cash. That's it. I just don't have any.
Which would always work in a court of law. I mean, if I was the head of a crime cartel, I'd just say, well, I receipts? No, I paid in cash. That's always a great defense, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it's called the immaculate payment.
But he didn't change the burden. He didn't say that Fannie had the burden.
Yeah, he left the burden on them, on Trump and the Trump defendants the whole time. It completely erroneous legally. I mean, absolutely ridiculous reasoning.
So what happens next? President Trump's team have appealed. Is it just a hostage to the corrupt Fulton court system?
Well, it goes to the appellate court in Georgia.
Who knows? So. I mean, we haven't seen them perform yet in this case. We will withhold judgment on the appellate part of the court system in Georgia until this is heard. Now, the judge did allow them to file it. Now, that doesn't mean that the Court of Appeals has to take the case. They haven't declined it yet. My guess is that they will take it, because it is a case of such significance to the county.
It's,
now, whether or not they, you know, it's just.
But that was just a continuation of his chicken stuff that he,
right.
he get this off my desk, have somebody else decide.
Right. Kick the can down the road. Not my problem, even though the perjury occurred in front of me in my court. Follow Victoria and Joe at Vic Tunsing on Twitter. And if 3 hours of radio with me every single day isn't enough, and if you're looking for a really fun July 4th, join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise, June 29th to July 6th, in the most beautiful state of the Republic, especially if you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago. We took 350 of our dearest listeners. Join us already. We have already booked more than 300 people to join us on this five-star cruise liner. I've never been to Alaska. I've never been on a cruise ship. I'm super excited. Katie will be with me, as will Jennifer Horn, Chris Garland, our morning maven, Mike Gallagher. Don't miss this trip of a lifetime. Check out the amazing itinerary at sebgorka.com and reserve. You don't have to pay in full. Just reserve your cabin today. It's rather a nice ship. sebgorka.com. Join us. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. If you enjoy the show here, make sure you never miss the breaking news. We get it really fast, and we share it with you. We've got more than 4.5 million followers on the various platforms. Just look for me, Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka, on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch our show if you download the Salem News Channel app, or just check us out on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Samsung Plus device. And for the latest articles and analysis by me and direct access to me, go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name. It's one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you love America First as much as we just delight in providing you this program every single day, please support those who make it possible. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million of your taxpayer money. This is a for-market enterprise made possible by great patriots like Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow, which is so good, he sold 81 million of them. I rest my head on one every single night because it never gets hot, never loses shape. But are you aware of the fact that Mike has literally hundreds of other items on his webpage that are made here in America? For you, how about if we all started buying American, not buying that Chinese garbage on Amazon? Check out his amazing line of products for you, your loved ones, and even your four-legged friends. Titus, our brand new canine, has stolen Killian's My Pillow pet bed. Why? Because it's just so cozy. Find out for yourself all the amazing things available by calling 800-829-8468 or go to mypillow.com with my name. You'll get up to 66% off and free shipping. There is no better deal. Buy American. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. It is quite an indictment that each segment of our discussion, I have to bring up a new court case that they're trying to, you know, hobble President Trump's election with. But that is the reality in which we live, the police state that we find ourselves in. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. I don't know about you. Please react. I'm shocked we had a 9-0 decision when it came to the Colorado state trying to remove President Trump from the ballots. Shocked me that even the liberal justices concurred. What is your expectation when it comes to the immunity case before the Supreme Court, the presidential immunity case? Because this will ripple down the ages. If they say immunity applies to President Trump, then it's reinforced. If they say doesn't apply to President Trump, well, that lack of application will apply to all future presidents. What are your expectations?
First of all, I was not shocked by the unanimous decision. Ever since the issue arose, I said the Supreme Court has to decide this unanimously, or it just doesn't work. And they did. You know, kind of the three liberals went off on an edge, but they still concurred with the final decision. And in the immunity case, it's so ridiculous that we're even having to talk about whether the president has immunity. But the court had to take the case because the D.C. decision was so terrible that you couldn't let it stand. What the test is in a civil case is whether the president was acting within his outer perimeters of presidential duties. So the question is making a speech on the ellipse within the outer perimeters of a presidential duty, what the court will do is it will set up a test and send it back to the trial court to determine whether the president meets that test.
They had to take the case, as Victoria said, because in 1982, they ruled that President Nixon was immune from civil lawsuits during and after he left office. And so since that precedent exists, it is a natural flow to ask the question, if that's the case, if presidents are immune from civil lawsuits during and after their presidencies, why shouldn't they be immune from criminal actions during and after their presidencies? So they really didn't have any choice. They have to clarify the law. And Victoria's right. They're going to say this question is important. There is some immunity. I want you to, they're going to send it back and say, hold some more hearings, take some more testimony on this issue. Don't conduct a trial yet. Deal with this issue and then come back to me.
Last time I checked, Seb, members of Congress have immunity for whatever they do in coming and going and on the floor. Remember when Harry Reid said that Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes? He lied. He did that on the Senate floor so he couldn't be sued.
Well, and here, just so you know, the lay person appreciates what we're talking about. We're not saying that an incumbent president can do whatever they like. The issue is you cannot stymie a president while they're in office, because otherwise there's no point electing a president. Because if the other side who lost the election says, I don't like him, and then they bring 100 court cases every day for the next 4 years, then we don't have any balance of powers or checks and balances. So the point here is not immunity forever for everything. It's having a chief executive who can do the actual job. Correct, Joe? That's the logic.
Yes, it's to allow him or her to function while they're in office and not worry about whether or not if they decide to, for example, order a strike against Americans who are cooperating with terrorists in Iraq, they're going to be indicted after they leave office.
Like Obama did.
As Obama did when he killed some Americans overseas with missiles. Why should you have to worry about that as president if you're going to be indicted by a hostile Justice Department after you leave office? And that is why what Merrick Garland has done by allowing the indictment in two jurisdictions of President Trump by Jack Smith is such a disgraceful departure from the norms of the Constitution and 250 years of recognized immunity. Now the Supreme Court is going to have to deal with it because Merrick Garland is a lousy lawyer.
This is America First One-on-One. Please follow our friends at Vic Tunsing on Twitter and support them generously at givesendgo.com/DeGenevaTunsing. $500,000 worth of lawyers' fees just to fight the Biden DOJ and FBI. Please give them your support. It's the latest product from Relief Factor. I've been their guinea pig secretly for half a year, and I'm happy to announce Relief Factor Sleep is real. It works. It's the most important thing you can do after exercise and eating well is to guarantee you get a good night's sleep. You know me, I'm a night owl, so when I finally rest my head on one of Mike Lindell's pillows, it better be a deep restorative sleep. And with Relief Factor Sleep, it is. And better than that, unlike all those other products, when you wake up in the morning, you're not drowsy. You feel refreshed and ready to rock. My wife, Katie, is not a night owl. She goes to bed early and wakes up. She's been waking up at like 4, 4:30 for the 20 years we've known each other. Not anymore. She takes one or two of these capsules. She sleeps till 7 a.m. Delicious. Find out for yourself. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com/sleep. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com/sleep. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls, and in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-374-4767 right now, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to sebgorka.com or call 855-374-4767 to make your best gift right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom.
But I've had situations where, like, oh my... heaven's sake, how could they have thought that? Well, I have a tool that I can deal with that. It's called judgment notwithstanding the verdict. I can say there is no possible way that a reasonable jury would have reached that conclusion. And, all right, am I following the law or am I making law? Okay, I'm following law. I'm an impartial referee, but it's hard to factor out my own emotions, and I have tools. Somebody can say, "Well, Your Honor, you have to throw out this case because it's just like another case." Well, is it just like another case? What if the defendant was wearing a red sweater instead of a blue sweater?
I have tools. And the color of the defendant's sweater applies in a court of law? That's Judge Arthur Engoron, the man who tried to impose $500 million worth of fines on President Trump. Joe, what? If you said that as a first-year law student, I have special tools. What should happen to you?
Well, apparently he's a judge out of Star Wars. I'm waiting for him to take out his lightsaber to determine the results in a given case. What you watched just then was a self-indulgent, arrogant judge sitting on the bench in New York. What an embarrassment to the bar of the state of New York that a clown like that sits in a case of this importance and no complaints are filed against him by anybody in the bar, and the courts of appeals have never said anything about it. And one of the things that I'm going to use as a test of what happens during the appeal on the merits is whether or not the court of appeals says something about Judge Engoron's behavior, because it has been disgraceful and embarrassment to the bench and bar of New York. But apparently nobody in New York in the bench and bar thinks so.
Let's talk about the evidence of other, well, how should I put this? We've heard for years now about Russia, 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 collusion, collusion, collusion. We have evidence of some very disturbing collusion, Victoria, between the Biden White House, the Biden Department of Justice, and the Fulton County DA's office, and the Attorney General of New York. Now, they may just be going there to swap, yoga schedules and pancake recipes. But when Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's lover, is going to the Biden White House regularly, as is Letitia James, and then Newt Gingrich confirms that his sources at the DOJ tell him that it was the federal Department of Justice that ordered Fannie Willis to hold that very strange press conference at 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday to announce that we're going to bring down the hammer on President Trump. Is there any reasonable explanation as to what Nathan Wade or Letitia James are doing skulking around the Biden White House or colluding with the federal Department of Justice?
None whatsoever, Seb. And I got upset and I commented on it many times when I was commenting on the sex life of Fannie and Nathan Wade, that let's get over the sex and start asking what was happening with those White House meetings. And those lawyers for Trump and his team seem to be a smart bunch of people. I think that they will be forthcoming with motions asking the context of whatever happened, who did he meet with, what are the notes, give the notes for the meeting, because lawyers always take notes during meetings. And so I think that this got lost in the shuffle about sex, and now we should come back to it because it's very important that the White House was coordinating with both New York and Atlanta, Georgia.
But it does show you something about the arrogance of the White House.
Yeah.
This is because they know they get a free pass from the media. You need no better example of that than all the things that are happening with NBC News these days and Ronna McDaniel to see how biased and prejudiced they are. What arrogance from the White House to know that people would be scrutinizing after finding out about the meetings with these two prosecutors? And the answer is they don't care. They don't care because what they want results. They want the product. They want stuff done their way. They want Trump out of the way. They want to interfere in the election. And they were at the White House to plan with these prosecutors, state prosecutors, how they were going to interfere in the 2024 election.
We've gone through several of the cases. The documents case, it seems Judge Moon in Florida is a real judge, is a reasonable judge, is giving the Biden DOJ a run for their money. What about the case concerning Stormy Daniels? Do any of these give you pause for thought? What is your diagnosis of all the lawfare being used against President Trump right now?
Where do we begin? That Bragg case, the Stormy Daniels case, is outrageous in that in order to bring the case, Bragg had to say Trump was trying to hide a certain felony when they made these book entries. But he hasn't said yet what the felony was. He doesn't say. How can you possibly? It's like, hey, Seb, I'm charging you with robbing a bank, but I'm not going to tell you what bank it is. How can the Trump team possibly go forward with the trial until they know what crime it is that Trump was trying to hide? Now, at one point, Bragg said, well, some election laws. Well, he can't go after state election laws. It was a federal election.
Right.
And he can't. I don't see how he can possibly say it was a federal election law because the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, looked at those payments that said legal fees. They looked at that and they did not even find Donald Trump. And guess who they did find?
Hillary Clinton. Right. Go ahead, Joe.
Here's what's really interesting about this. Judge Mershon, who was handling the Stormy Daniels case, has already ruled in pretrial rulings that the Trump team will not be able to present evidence that the FEC declined to investigate the case. He will not be able to present evidence that, in the opinion of the former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, the FEC would not look into this matter. So Judge Mershon has already made up his mind about this case. He's not going to dismiss it. He's going to let it go forward. He's going to direct a judgment of guilty, basically, to the jury through his jury instructions. The fix is in this case, even though this case is a legal disgrace, just like the other ones.
Just like the other ones. The Give Send Go is givesendgo.com/DeGeneva Tunsing. This is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now from their daily pain. I just happen to be one of them. But here's the story from Alicia of California. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 1-800, the number for relief, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you will ever sleep on. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size for $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the My Pillow Company continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their products. To get those specials, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98 and king size for $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. If you want to have America back, if you want to have a border, prosperity, national security, well, you know what has to be done. You have to plant your flag with the man who just wants to make America great once more. Get it at our website. It says, I stand with 45 Trump 2024. It is, of course, made in America, SebGorkaStore.com, where you can get all of my books, all of our America First gear, and perhaps the most important thing we've ever done. It's just a T-shirt with a photograph of a beautiful young woman who is sadly no longer with us, tragically no longer with us. And the T-shirt says, say her name, Laken Riley. All that and so much more at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. I'm going to ask you, we are good friends, and so I feel comfortable in asking this. You are very brave patriots, very brave practitioners of the law. Will you give me your synopsis, your snapshot of your profession? Because it seems to me that there are very few who have legal credentials, who can practice in a court of law, who have courage anymore in America. Am I seeing the glass half full, Joe?
The problem with lawyers in America today is that they have all forgotten why they're supposed to be lawyers. And that's because the legal system, whether it's the American Bar Association, the federal judiciary, the state bar associations, have all become completely political, and they have become completely progressive. Yeah. They have abandoned all pretense about being neutral and detached. That's why they encourage bar proceedings against lawyers who care deeply about the law.
And let me add to that, Seb, because it's so frightening. When we were working on the 2020 election and we were talking to various law firms and we had young lawyers who wanted to help us, they would have to come back the next day. And this was just repeatedly it happened. I'm sorry, the senior partner said, I can't work on anything for Trump. Wow. So if it's for Trump, the lawyers are being told they cannot participate. It's very, very difficult to see this in the legal profession.
And it simply means that American lawyers, with few exceptions, have basically become cowards.
Yeah. And it means, moreover, that Lady Justice no longer has a blindfold on, that there is partiality.
Correct.
and politics determines whether or not you have the rights that God has given us. I just want to salute you as ever for being of that rare breed of attorneys, practitioners of the law, who have courage and valor, who have stood up to the deep state at a cost to yourselves, a very large cost. And I want anyone out there who believes in defeating the deep state to please support Victoria and Joe. Please make a donation at their GiveSendGo. They've spent $500,000 of their own money to fight the deep state, the FBI and Biden's DOJ. That's GiveSendGo.com/DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been, as usual, a superb one-on-one with our fabulous guests, your favorites. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be a Messiah, a king." So Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teachings. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pontius Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's, the Tetrarch's, jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to meet him. From what he had heard about Jesus, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing Jesus. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, dressed him in an elegant robe. They sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pontius Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." But the whole crowd shouted, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!" Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to the crowd once more, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time, Pilate spoke to them. Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore I will have him scourged and then release him. But with loud shouts they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and the hills, 'Cover us.' For if the people do things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place of the skull, Golgotha, they crucified Jesus there, along with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And they divided his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at Jesus. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked Jesus. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a notice written above him on the cross which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at Jesus. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He answered, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was rent asunder. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. I have an apology to make, dear friends, and you are my friends if you listen to this show every day. I've been distracted. I haven't paid enough time this week or these last 40 days to what happens this weekend, to what we remember, what we celebrate, what we give thanks for. As we think of the sacrifice made by Officer Jonathan Diller, whose wake is being held right now in Massapequa, killed in a traffic stop. As President Trump pays his respects, as Joe Biden goes to a fundraiser with Obama, Clinton, and somebody called Lizza, let us focus our minds on what this weekend means. We have won, thanks to what Jesus did for us, and he didn't have to. He didn't have to die for us. He didn't have to take his sins upon us. We have won. If we recognize him, we are saved. But we have a nation to save as well. Allow this weekend, the most important thing, yes, everybody loves Christmas, but Easter is what our relationship with God is about. It is when our covenant with our Creator was repaired through his Son who took on human form for us. So don't do what I did. Instead, tomorrow especially, fast, focus, and refocus. We have work to do to save this nation. We are the greatest nation of Judeo-Christian civilization. We need President Trump back, and we need patriots to do that which is right. Sorry that I've been distracted. I apologize. I have no excuse, and neither do you. Now let's save America. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist and deputy to the 45th, and God willing, if we do our part, the 47th President of the United States. Support him. Fly the flag that tells the world that you want America back. I stand with 45. It's up to us. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Let's do this. God bless America. God bless your family.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.